Alright everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Fat Cats. She didn't give me a topic, so I thought I'd dedicate this video to her. Back when the Me Too movement first started gaining speed all over the world, including Korea, there was an article I missed that was called Me Too Leads to Women Being Shunned in the Office. It's short and I put a link to it in the description. And I'd like to read it now as well, and I quote, "The Hollywood-born Me Too movement against sexual harassment has had the paradoxical effect the many working women now find themselves isolated in the office, as their male colleagues studiously avoid them. Korea has an ingrained office drinking culture, where all kinds of bullying by supervisors goes on. To be on the safe side, men deliberately exclude women from office gatherings and business trips, leading to an equally unwelcome form of ostracism." One 29-year-old office worker at a mid-sized company in southern Seoul said, "I feel very uncomfortable at work these days." She said her boss told female staff to go home when they took out a man out for drinking. But the office worker would have liked to have bonded with her co-workers and felt that opportunity was taken away from her against her will. "I didn't do anything wrong, but I felt like I was being treated like I had," she said. Another office worker at a shipping company in Seoul said, "I rarely talk to my boss these days. He used to be very chatty with the female staff, but nowadays he only gives instructions by text message." Her boss apparently told other workers that he feared any comments would be misunderstood by female staff. "I feel like I became invisible in my office," she said. Online communities in Korea are filled with comments from men saying that their female colleagues scare them now. "We need to keep our distance from women, since we don't know what they may do," one wrote. One male office worker in southern Seoul said, "My male co-workers are telling each other to watch out for female staff, who may jump on the Me Too bandwagon. My friend advised me recently to avoid interacting with women at work. Women may be suffering disadvantages at work if it keeps them from vital tasks and prejudices their male colleagues now have against them." One 29-year-old staffer that works at a medical equipment maker said she was abruptly excluded from a business trip next month to China, and a man was assigned instead. "I spent a lot of time convincing buyers in China as I prepared for this business trip, but all my efforts were wasted," she said. "Since the Me Too campaign started, my boss seems to have been scared to go on business trips with female staff. This will reduce opportunities for me to achieve results at work." In the United States, where the mass hysteria started, senior executives are also avoiding interacting with female staff, which often reduces the women's chances of getting ahead in business. Ko Kang Soop, a Young Professionals Institute of Korea, said, "Men avoiding women is a flawed approach. Avoiding addressing the crux of the problem will only deepen the rift between men and women in the office space. We need to find ways to address the issues together," unquote. Before I discuss more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to No More Free Drinks for Female Korean Office Workers Clown World Show. So women all over the world have now screwed the pooch by having a cooch thanks to Me Too. When it was first started, women thought that they would gain even more power over men, but it all backfired. In this case, Korean women no longer receive free drinks after work paid for by their employers. Korean men are smart and they realized that when their women say they no longer have an opportunity to bond with their coworkers, it simply means they can no longer get them drunk and then file a false allegation and disrupt the work environment. Men in Korea and all over the world have thrown the thoughts out of their douchebag bathwater when it comes to protecting their income. Women in Korea are claiming that men are overly sensitive now. "Men are protective of our income because it represents our status, just like women are overly sensitive and protective about their looks. If it was ever raining acid outside, they'd be smart to stay indoors instead of going out and dancing in the rain, with their exposed faces tempting fate, so they might end up melting their faces off like those Nazis at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Why are men in Korea fighting back?" Dave Chappelle says it best when he says, "Don't ever come between a man and his meal ticket. For most of us, our job is our identity, so of course we're willing to protect it from women that try and destroy us." This article I shared is yet another one discussing how women are the victims, even when men are trying to protect themselves from being victimized by women. Many women in Korea have lost male attention at work, along with the opportunities to seduce their bosses and find a good husband. Now they're just like the male working stiffs out there. But at least the men can still get free stiff drinks from their employers, while women are told to go home and hang out with their cats and drink boxed wine instead. This story kind of reminds me of one of Poetic Justice that I heard about a couple of weeks back. It's about a restaurant owner that fired all the workers that were vaccinated and working with him to keep the total number of employees under the 100 that Biden had mandated, and now only employs unvaccinated workers. Sometimes when I get down about the jab mandates, it's the small stuff like this that makes me smile. Or like Korean women being denied monkey branching opportunities along with brandy at work. I think the death of small businesses is also highly overrated due to the COVID. I think that once the COVID crisis begins to pass, more small businesses will open up, and things will start getting back to normal. But the price rises over the last couple of years will be here to stay. So will the culture of Me Too from a few years ago too. Korean women were complaining about a lack of business travel before the COVID thanks to Me Too, and even if any of them are lucky enough to still get it back, then odds are that most if not all of it has been cancelled. Justin Skippy Trudeau says that the COVID has led to a she session, that female workers have suffered more with job losses. Then we also have automation coming in and killing most of those mostly female jobs as well. When you shop at a local big box store, make sure you always pay using the self-checkouts. That way you can make the goods purchase prices cheaper because of the lower labor costs. And you also make sure that a woman becomes unemployed and either has to rely on the state or a man for help. Then buy shares in the companies that just fired her, and collect dividends or capital gains, which are taxed at a much lower rate than earned income and profit that way. I'm increasingly finding that it doesn't pay to work. The majority of my income wealth is now coming from investments, and any money that I do make, 50 to 60% of that is now taken away in income tax. Yet more women than ever can't get a job and are relying on government pogi. That's why I suspect that Biden now wants to rework the Roth IRA rules and limit how much he can have in there. That's why I'm predicting that now that the middle class has been gutted, the next group of people that are going to start losing their standard of living are the upper middle class. But getting back to Korean babes that have lost the privilege of beer and BBQ after working with their male coworkers. One of the women in the article said that she did nothing wrong and felt like she was being treated like she'd done something bad. I guess now she knows what it's like to be a man. Guilty until proven innocent. Me Too is just going to accelerate the segregation of workplaces all over the world. Men will choose to work with other men, and women will end up working with mostly other females, and the few IT simps in each office that keep the computers running. But what happens when even those guys start to fear being Me Too'd and decide that it's better to work remotely? The problem with women in Korea, and just about everywhere in the world in every profession, is that they're trying to replicate what they find in schools and hospitals all over the place. Women want to be all the teachers and all the nurses. The idea is for women to take over a whole industry. Then they can unionize and leverage their labia lips and hips to get what they want. But there are usually a few male authority figures around like principals and doctors and hospital administrators to take care of the complicated stuff that many of them won't do. Me Too has a dual impact. It means less men in the office to use as emotional tampons. And eventually women start attacking one another and destabilizing the work environment. These women need a way to get rid of their emotional angst, and the bars after work are no longer available for them to use for their male co-workers as emotional tampons, so they'll go home and use their husbands instead. This will mean more divorces in the longer term. I'm hearing from divorce attorneys that things are getting really bad out there. Also, they won't be able to talk to men in the office environments alone and unsupervised, and dump their emotional crap on men that way instead either. Me Too in Korea and just about everywhere else will damage women's longer-term financial plans, because they'll get less promotions and mentorship from men. It'll destroy them emotionally because they won't have the same ability to transfer their negative emotions onto men as easily. It also means lower productivity for women because it's harder to get a male to do your work for you. Men will benefit from Me Too with improved mental health, more travel opportunities for work after the coup, as well as more freedom. But women won't learn their lesson, and they'll probably push again to restrict male freedoms in some other way, beyond Me Too, and it'll just lead to more diminishing returns. As I was putting this video together, I came up with a theory as to why the herbivore movement in Japan and the lying flat movement in China have started to take off. Besides the obvious that Chinese and Japanese women treat their husbands poorly, What benefit would it be for a woman to have her grown son living in her house? If you've ever watched The Big Bang Theory, you might remember the character Howard Wolowitz. His mother would just be a disembodied voice that you'd hear like the trombones and trumpets from Charlie Brown. When you hear her voice, you get pissed off and start yelling back, "What do you want, Ma?" Think of all those Asian women with their sons locked up in their bedrooms that are used as emotional tampons. Of course, the mothers don't want to force them to grow up and get a job, because then they won't have power over them anymore to use them as emotional wet wipes. One has to wonder how many of them stay in their rooms and away from the outside world, because to get to that world, they have to go through the final video game boss, their mother. It's like the film Throw Mama from the Train, except most of them can't build up enough courage to face her and throw her off that train. I'm also thinking of starting a Hikikomori YouTube channel. Technically, it doesn't mean someone that doesn't leave home for months or years. It simply means someone that goes out for 2 or 3 hours at a time, 2 or 3 times a week. Someone that hasn't really held a stable job either. I've worked a total of 6 to 12 months while I was in my 20s. And other than that, I've been a mostly self-employed schemer. The channel would be mostly about teaching guys that don't leave home how to achieve financial independence and stay that way, so that their family and friends can't criticize them if they get rich from their bedrooms. Just do a search for Hikikomori on YouTube and you'll see videos that get millions of views. There's a big demand from the content for that community. Plus, a Hikikomori is an equivalent of a level 4 MGTOW, the Ghost Society. The Herbivore Man is the Japanese equivalent of MGTOW. A Hikikomori would be the equivalent of a man that's going his own way and has gone ghost. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat will try and smash me in the head if she hears this video and hears me say she's a female Hikikomori. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Korean women that complain to their employers that they aren't being sexually harassed at work and are simply being ignored and told to go home away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.